and welcome back to Lounging with Books. I'm Sophie.
And I'm Claire.
And today we're just going to be talking about our week, really. Because just a week.
A week in the life of librarians. It's quite interesting because every week is kind of different, but we're having quite a busy week this week, because Monday we did the stock take of the book fair, because we've had Scholastic book fairs here, so this is a fun day because we got to choose all the books we wanted to keep, because we managed to raise over £1,323, which given us over £700 worth of rewards, basically.
From Scholastic,
which is amazing.
We picked out our books on Monday, and we've still got about 200 of that to spend on the shop.
Yes.
So, exciting.
Yeah. Yeah,
so I'll be sending a tweet out of all the books that we bought.
Yeah, so we did that on Monday. We also do a Knowledge Organiser podcast, and our next Knowledge Organiser podcast is to do with immigration and migration. So we decided to interview some of the staff that either aren't native to the UK or have partners or family that aren't native to the UK, and just to find out about their experiences, basically. And we spoke to one of the ladies who's a Nova trainee, so she's training to be a teacher, a DT teacher actually. Yeah. And she spoke about the fact that she spent 7 to 8 years in Istanbul, and her partner of 15 years is from India.
So she was talking about how he came over to the UK, how much he had to earn, all the money he spent on visas, then the test he had to do to become a UK citizen.
Yeah, which he is a UK citizen now.
Yeah, he's a UK citizen now. And he had to leave behind his Indian passport. And she was just kind of saying, you know, it gets lonely when you leave that kind of culture behind and there's nothing there in your new home that represents that. So it was a really interesting story, actually.
It was very interesting. And she had a very good experience in Istanbul, didn't she?
Yes, compared to his experience coming to the UK.
Quite different. They were almost, you know, inviting her round to their houses and eating meals and, you know, just wanting to bend over backwards and help her, really. Yeah. So we've got a few of those podcasts going on this week.
I'm looking forward to, there's a geography teacher coming in to talk about her grandparents, that are from Italy.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be fun.
And hopefully the head teacher's going to come and talk about the fact that she comes from Southern Ireland.
Yeah, so she's an immigrant herself.
Yeah, so that will be interesting. And then today we've had our Robert Miles Year 2s in. We love these days, don't we?
Yes.
They are very tiring because you have 30 little ones in your library and you've got to, we entertain them for about an hour and a quarter. They've been doing hedgehogs at school, which is crazy.
A mere coincidence. Because we decided to theme our session on hedgehogs.
Yeah.
So that fitted in really nice.
It did, because we have all these book hedgehogs around the Learning Lounge, and I organised a hunt. So they have to go and hunt out the hedgehogs and find the books and things like that. And then you did...
Made some hedgehog bookmarks. And they put googly eyes on them, and they draw little noses, decorate them, put some crazy hairstyles on the hedgehogs. Yeah. It's a very crafty, fun thing.
But the student librarians come and help us with these.
Yeah,
I couldn't run days like this without our student librarians, so it's a great opportunity for them to get involved.
Yeah, I just left the Year 10 girls doing one of the hedgehog creating sessions.
They were on their own table, weren't they?
Yeah, and they didn't really have, you know, I think they had one member of Robert Miles' staff with them too, and I had everyone else because they wanted to be on my table.
But it was a great morning, and then we always finish with a read aloud book.
Yes.
So the book is with the
Day the Crayon Squirt, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. Which we like to choose that one because
you do all your little accents, don't you?
I try. I got to like the ninth crayon or whatever, and I was like, what have I not done?
Yeah.
That I could do well.
That puts pressure on me next week when we have the next group in.
Yeah, but they won't know.
No.
I'm just kind of like, high voice, deep voice, what in between? And I always make white really sarcastic because white just sounds like they would be sarcastic.
I always like to put pink in a gruff voice, actually.
Yeah, I always think pink
gruff
would be really
male
manly.
Voice.
Like, oh, you think I'm girly, but I'm actually really manly.
And then I'll put black or brown in like a wee voice.
Yeah, you know? I always make purple quite snobby. I don't know why. I feel like purple would be like, oh, I'm royalty.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And green's always just happy.
Yeah.
Green's like the green. Happiest colour.
But when you say green, it makes you put a smile, doesn't it?
So yeah, green. Great book. But we use that because during your hunt, they're looking for colours.
Yeah, the genre colours.
So the book kind of ties into that as well.
Yeah, so that's why we do that one. But yeah, so that was really good. Oh, it's Science Week.
And
yes.
You know, the science department have got really excited about Science Week, more so than I've noticed before, because they've asked staff to partake in Science Week by wearing lab coats. So obviously we're partaking. Wearing lab coats.
Yeah.
But the kids keep coming up to me going, Miss, why are you wearing that? You're not even a scientist.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, actually, I did like the science behind time travel.
Yeah, and I said I was a science of borrowing books.
Yeah.
which they really looked at me a little bit. Like, yeah.
But yeah, so science doing that. And then they're also doing like rocket launches.
Yeah, they're really
on the field. They're doing loads of crazy experiments. We've done our Science Week quiz to support. And I just think they've just given it such a profile.
Yeah, it's great. It's been really good. And the kids are all talking about all the things that they're doing in the lessons as well, which is really good. So that's going on this week. And lastly, I'm going to go to a chartership meeting on Friday.
Yes, you're still doing your chartership, aren't you?
Yeah, which obviously the students are going to be incredibly annoyed that the library will be closed on Friday.
Yeah, because we were closed on Monday because of book fair stock take. We're closed on Friday because you're not here. We were closed today at break time because of Robert Miles.
Yeah.
There will be riots.
Yes. So that's what's been going on. What have we been reading?
Well, I've been reading a book that's not considered YA, but it's been on my shelf for a long time, and I really just... Sometimes I like to read books that aren't YA just to refresh my palate, because then I enjoy them more, I think, you know, because I don't always read them. But I've been reading The Psychology of Time Trial by Kate Mascarenhas. I don't really know. It's a hard name to pronounce. I hope I've done it right. But phenomenal.
Yeah,
I love time travel. You know how much I love time travel. That was my favourite thing I studied in philosophy. And like on the first page of this, they've created this time machine and they kind of go, oh, everyone's going to ask us the grandfather paradox question. How can you travel back in time and not, you know, have this paradox? And she just like put that in there straight away because that's the biggest thing in philosophy that says you can't time travel. And they're like, yeah, but you can. This paradox doesn't exist. So she kind of works around it, but she doesn't bog herself down too much in the science. It's more about the psychology of time travel and how it affects you. And there's some interesting ideas of how the world would look if time travel was a thing and just part of society. And there's a lot of characters that are like travelling back in time and like meeting their older selves and their younger selves, and they call like the older ones like silver versions.
Right.
And their young time travelling selves like green version because they're new to it. It was very odd, but at the centre there's like this murder mystery, which is really great. I love it. I could talk about it for hours, but no one would understand what I'm saying. You have to read it.
Yeah, you've talked about it a bit today to me.
I was so
excited. And I'm just like looking at you going, like, what? Okay, what?
But I actually set my alarm like an hour and a half earlier today so I could read some of it before I came to work. That's how good this book is.
Yeah. I mean, we have already talked about this book before, but after you talked about it and we've given it to a few people to read and they've loved it. It's Devoted by Jennifer Matthew. I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing that wrong. It's quite a difficult one. Mm. It is right up my street. I think it's great.
Well, I read this one, gave it a raving review, and then we've passed it along to a lot of students, and they've been telling you how great it is, and you're like, I want to read it now too.
I really like the characters in this. We were having a chat earlier, weren't we, about Rachel and Lauren.
Oh, yeah, and how amazing they are together, but how different they are.
Yeah.
And it works very nice.
It works very nice. And we obviously realise it's because Lauren left in such a horrible way, in such an abusive way, whereas Rachel has kind of had help. Yeah, it's really good. It's really good. I
love the characters in this book.
Yeah.
I find Rachel and Lauren are so enigmatic. Yeah. I don't know, you just want to know more
about them. There's real good feeling, and I'm really hoping that good feeling goes to the end of the book. And
I'm not going to spoil it for you.
Yeah, but it's a great book.
It made me want to read A Wrinkle in Time.
It's making me want to.
Which I'm pretty sure is about time travel, so I probably should read it.
Yes.
Because she keeps talking about it. So I'm like, what is this
book? There's five books, apparently.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to read all five. But we do have the first one, so maybe a summer read.
Yeah, she's definitely giving us...
I mean, it's very rare that me and you read the same book, because we find that counterintuitive when you've got so many to read. But so when we do both read a book, it's...
Well, we gave this book to one of our year 10 avid readers.
She read it in a night. It was crazy.
Yeah, she's always asking us for book recommendations, so it's really good. But she loved it, and you know, and she's chatting to us about it as well. She knows, you know, she's not just flicked through it, she's actually read it. But yeah, it's a really good book. I do recommend it.
I just like how she's got that parallel of Lauren leaving this kind of strong Christian life and kind of turning her back on it completely, and then Rachel, who actually doesn't like that life, but she still is okay with the religion.
Yeah,
I think that's such a nice thing to explore.
Yeah, you get this, it's the naivety of the character as well about everything that's going on in the world. It's like, what's it like to wear a bathing suit and things like that, and you know, and she's not necessarily bitter about it, she's just intrigued and interested to. It's really good.
It's a really good book. So we'll see you next week.
Yep.
So, have a good one. Hope your week's not as busy as ours is. And it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from me.